Podcast.
All right. Today we have Ricarda and we also have Joelle, and we're going to let the cat out of the bag and introduce them.
Hey guys.
Oh.
Not bad?
Oh.
All
righty.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on to the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
So these are some of our international students. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Berlin, Germany.
And where are you from?
I'm from Panama. Panama.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, I guess let's get to know you guys. So what are some like favorite things that you guys like to do when you were back at your hometown?
Well, I'll say probably just going into town, like hanging out with friends, just like sitting. We have a river in Berlin. We just like to sit next to it and like eat and drink. It's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's cool. How about you?
I used to go to the beach really often.
Do you live near the beach?
It's pretty close, yeah, like 40 minutes away, 2 hours. You can go to a lot of different beaches.
Oh, are there a lot of beaches in Panama?
Yeah. Because you know, like, we're like a little snake connects the two continents. No, the two South and North America.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Isn't, Panama right next to Mexico, I believe?
No.
No? Okay, I got that wrong.
That's all right. Yeah, so I usually went to the beach or just hang out everywhere.
Okay. Yeah,
it's that's a big awesome. City.
Do you like the big city? Like, just the city in general?
I mean, I'm used to it, so it's pretty cool. Okay. There's a lot to do. So
is Rexburg kind of small then?
Yes.
Yeah, Rexburg is kind of small.
It's really small.
It's really small.
Especially compared to most, but...
All right. What do you guys like to do for like any fun family traditions?
We celebrate Christmas like really big.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we like. Well, it's probably like the same amount of like celebrating you guys do here, but we always like sing before we open presents.
Oh, that's interesting. Like,
yeah, it's so awesome.
What's your favorite Christmas song to sing?
There's probably Holy Night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. Have you experienced an American Christmas yet?
Yes, I have.
How are they different?
Well, we like put like some stuff on like chairs the night before, and then on Christmas morning Santa came, so he just like we like woke up, and we celebrate Christmas like on the 24th in Germany, like
the evening of the
24th, and here it's like in the morning. So that was pretty cool. Yeah. I like that.
That's awesome. What do you like better, in the morning or at night?
I don't know. I think both is, like, super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I just like that it's dark in the night.
That makes it nice. How about you?
I don't really... Wait, what was the question?
What's your favorite Panama holiday?
You know, like, the carnivals from Brazil?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, we do something similar, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Of course,
that's awesome.
Not as big, because Brazil is huge. But, like, still
just
same.
All of Brazil.
Yeah, it's insane. But like, yeah, we do that in Panama, and there's a lot.
Is it a very fun time of year?
Yeah, you see a lot of drunk people.
Oh, no.
the only issue, but that's just like how the country is, so it's all
right. Okay, is Panama right next to Brazil?
No.
No, I don't. Guys, I don't know my geography, apparently.
No, don't worry. Panama is between Colombia and Costa Rica.
Oh, okay. I think I looked up a picture a couple days ago. I was like, where is it?
Yeah, it's real small.
Coming here to Rexburg, is there like anything you guys like to do for fun here in Rexburg now that it's different?
Honestly, just like hanging out with friends, going probably to Fat Cats, because that's like the one like thing you can actually do. And then, yeah, probably just hanging out with friends. Going, like, we went, as a family, we went to... Yellowstone, that was really fun.
Oh, okay.
Did you like
just,
it?
Yeah, just all of the national parks.
Did you
parks.
See, like, the Great Geyser?
Yes, it was, like, it's just so, impressive, and it's just awesome.
That's true.
Especially, like, coming from a big city, you don't see this amount of, like,
nature?
Landscape and nature. Yeah,
yeah
it's
amazing.
So awesome.
I mean, yes, there's pretty much nothing to do.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
The most exciting thing that I've done is going to Idaho Falls for KFC.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Do you like KFC?
I love KFC. It's my favorite restaurant. So, yeah, like, you can mostly just do sports or music, something related to that.
Do you play any sports?
I...
You played football, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I like soccer team. Football or like,
no, like
American football?
American football.
Okay.
And I'm also like now in the tennis team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm on JV though. I don't know how to play.
Oh, okay.
Like, I really don't. And I'm also...
Do you guys got any like hidden talents you want people to know about you guys? Something you don't think people would typically know?
I don't know. I just pop every like... joint. Every joint in my body, it's really bad.
I was waiting for something gross. Okay.
Yeah, no, I just had to think about what this part of like...
You're like, is this an elbow?
Two bones is called.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. A lot of people don't know I'm left-handed.
Oh, really?
And every time that comes up, it's just, I don't know, it's just like a fun fact, I guess.
You're like, hey guys, look, I'm left-handed.
See, he didn't know.
I mean, I didn't know you were left-handed either.
Yeah.
I mean, you look right-handed, so.
I didn't know people could look right-handed. Okay.
How about you, got any hidden talents?
I don't think so. Like, I can do a lot of things, different things.
What's something, like, you wish somebody knew about you, maybe?
Got, like, any secrets?
Any secrets, Doral?
I, of course I have. But like,
all right, well, we want that.
I can't tell you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not, you don't want to know.
Okay. They're hidden secrets.
So, I mean, I don't know. I like talking to people, so.
That's awesome. I also love talking to people.
You can talk to me whenever you want. Yeah.
Okay, this one I really want you guys to think about. What's like the craziest thing that's happened to you since you've moved here to Rexburg?
Think really hard about this. Or something that you guys just like really thought was cool.
Like cool or crazy?
Like, crazy.
Like that's two
crazy,
different
crazy
things
how?
Here.
Something, like, let's just do like something that stands out more, because like, I guess it could be anything, just like.
Yeah, crazy good or crazy bad or crazy unexpected.
Either one.
I mean,
unexpected is always fun.
Well, we went camping.
Ooh. Is it different from camping in Germany?
I've never been camping in Germany.
You've never been camping?
No, but I was just, I was reading my book in my hammock, and I just heard gunshots. And I was like, that's so weird to me, because I was just reading my book, and I heard gunshots. So I was like, took a video. I was like, oh, the most normal day in America, just reading a book in my hammock.
Welcome to America.
Gunshots. And I still
have
that video.
Am I under attack?
It's pretty funny. Yeah, that was like kind of shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but also like that's just America. Like,
I mean, we do have our guns. Second Amendment.
We have a lot of guns. That's
yeah.
Well, I like on August, I think. No. October. It was like the first time I saw snow.
Oh, really?
Right, you were telling me about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I personally despise snow for burning passion. If only my passion of snow could melt the snow.
Yeah, no, like, it was something, because I, the only, like, how do you say, season that I knew was summer.
Oh, you just lived in permanent summer. I mean,
yeah,
sounds good to me.
Like, the whole year, really hot.
Mm. So it's a
stark when I see,
change.
Like, the leaves changing color, I was like, whoa.
How do you
I
feel
never
about
even
it, like still having snow?
Yeah, I never even asked you about that. Wasn't I? I was the one who took you out and threw snowballs at you.
Yeah.
So, what did you even think about that?
You're like,
because it was cold. I know that.
I mean, it was. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, because, like, you know, you can see it on videos and stuff.
In Germany, we get snow like twice a year.
Really?
And it's like this much snow, and it melts in like 2 hours. So. I really like snow, but I'm kind of like getting tired of it.
Yeah. Yep, it seems to never want to go away. But
yeah. Spring.
I almost died driving because of snow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like,
wait, you said you almost died driving?
Yeah, my brother, like, he was taking me to school and he did a 360.
That would be scary.
And I got scared.
Hey, was it your first like drifting experience then?
No, I've drifted and, you know, drive. Like never in snow, so
okay.
We didn't really have control of what we were doing, so it was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be very scary.
It is.
So what's the guys like the biggest culture shock you guys have experienced coming here?
Probably like the amount of soda you guys drink.
That's not normal.
Like the biggest what's like the what's the smallest size? It's like
this is
20 ounce or 20
size.
Whatever, like the 24 ounce.
I don't know, I only get the big ones.
The 24 ounce is like the biggest size you can get in Germany. Like, really? It doesn't go further than that. And it's just, like, it's crazy because you guys always drink, like, the 32-ounce or, like,
yeah,
the 48-ounce.
Like 48.
That's just crazy.
What do you think of everyone drinking, like, energy drinks all the time?
Yeah, that's also, like, crazy.
I'm just, six a day.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, like, that's going to make you sick. Like, please, just don't do it because I love drinking water.
That's good.
So, yeah.
You're scared for them. You're like, they're going to die.
Yeah, but I really like soda. Like, yeah. But just the amount of soda is crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of soda.
It's true.
And, I mean, I don't know, maybe the people is different. Way different.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, really?
The language also. I struggle. My friends know that. My English is not the best. Mm. So I don't say like half of the things that I think because usually when in my language I don't think.
Oh, okay.
So it's more funny. Mm-hmm. Or like I have to think what I say so it's not as funny as it would be.
Yeah, I struggle with that too because it's super funny in German.
Yeah.
And then I think about it and then I like...
It's not the same.
Yeah, I tell it to people and they're like, it's not funny. I'm like, yes it is.
Yes.
Like, I promise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in German, so...
Okay, well, speaking of, like, the high school, have you guys seen anything, like, really weird? Like, what's the weirdest thing you've seen here in Madison High School?
Honestly, like, the people walking around with, like, cat ears.
Have you seen the elf ears?
No, I have not seen those yet. I hope I never will.
I don't want to be mean to nobody.
You're good.
So I'm just going to say...
Good.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like... There's interesting people in this
school.
There
are some interesting people, but, you know.
Some different people.
Most of them are nice, though.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I haven't talked to them. I probably won't.
You're scared of them.
I'm not scared, and I'm not sorry. So.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
It could be that.
That makes sense. Any people with, like, all those bracelets?
I'm not gonna say anything. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You guys got any, so either you staying with, like, exchange, like, families and stuff?
You're what? Sorry.
So, you know how, like, you guys came here? Are you staying with, like people, like,
a
exchange
host
families?
Family.
Host family. That's what the word is called.
I am.
Okay, you got any, like, juicy stories or, like, how are they?
They're just, like, they're actually the best people in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've, like, been through some hard things since I've been here. They're just, like, always there for me, like,
aww,
always make sure I'm feeling good. And, yeah, it's just been actually really good. And we went camping. We went to, like, the national parks. We're going to go to another national park during spring break.
You're going to see all of the national parks.
Yes, and I just love nature, so that's, like, awesome. And, like, when I got the host family application... I just, like, looked through it, and everything was, like, the same as, like, I would, like, imagine a host family.
Aww,
yeah, really it was really awesome.
Yeah.
That's also cool.
Yeah, I really get along well with my host sister and my host brothers.
Aww.
Like, all my host sisters and host brothers, and also the parents.
That's good. That's really
good. Yeah, it's just, yeah,
like,
it's
Ricardo,
awesome.
We love her.
I hope so.
Right. Well, I'm here with my mom and my family, so
it's
pretty much the same.
So they've been going through all the experiences of coming to America with you?
I mean, kind of, because I'm, you know, like, my brother is in college.
Oh, okay.
And he was here before us, so he's like...
Okay, so did he come first, and then he was like, you guys should come over here, I'm lonely.
No, we just... I don't know, actually. I mean, I moved here because of my grandparents, but I don't know why we moved.
Like,
yeah, it's kind of weird.
Why to Rexburg?
Yeah, Rexburg was like... It was a choice.
And you guys have, like, a big family, and your mom just had a daughter, too,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, how's that going?
Well, the baby is fine.
She's cute.
That's good.
Yeah, I haven't interacted much with her because what I'm going to do, like...
Be like, hi, I'm your older brother. Nice to meet you.
I feel her, and that's all I do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And my dog is loving snow, though. Like, I have a husky.
Yeah.
So, he's having fun. Like, the only one in my family who's having fun.
In the snow.
With the winter, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Bread for the cold.
It's been a long winter.
So long.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. What was your thought process on moving here?
What?
Thought process. Like, what did you think when you were moving here? Like, did you know you were moving here by the time you did?
It was like, so I was chilling, what, May something? Mm-hmm. And then my parents told me like 2 weeks, no, 1 month before moving, hey, we're leaving. And I said like, what do you mean? And yeah, they said like we were going with my grandparents.
Okay.
So now we are with my grandparents, as they said. And yeah, first I wanted like, I was going to study in Idaho Falls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I ended up here in Rexford.
Okay.
Well, we're glad to have you.
I mean, we like your company.
Thank you.
I don't know about you.
Yeah. Well, I've just like always just been wanting to do an exchange year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like for like 3 years or something. And then I kind of like wasn't sure about it because I was super scared to like leave my friends behind and like,
because
I also have to retake a year of school when I go back. So I'm in school year, like one more year.
Oh,
no, actually two more years, but I would only have one more year if I stayed. But then I just like submitted my application and I just did it. So
that's good.
Yeah. And that's just amazing. Really, like I've, you know, you've seen all the high school movies and stuff. I just.
Is it easy to say?
I feel like it's actually like pretty close. Like it's
it
come
is
pretty.
Literally
yeah.
The same.
It's awesome.
Like you guys are not real.
Yeah, you guys are not real.
It's like a small bubble.
We're actually phantoms, you know.
Like an American high school musical.
It's a big change, yeah.
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 Okay, so the first one. What is dating like moving from where you lived, like in your hometown, to here?
Yeah, like,
okay,
is it different feeling?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, just like.
What are the standards? Is it different from how you would date in like Panama or Germany than here
or like how you
in Idaho?
Somebody?
I don't.
You don't date?
He's got no love life.
Okay, no, yes, no. I haven't tried anything because something happened.
Oh no, what happened?
I. Something.
Was it embarrassing?
Nah. Yeah, yes. So, yeah, I haven't tried anything here. Because I'm also, like, moving mm-hmm. pretty soon.
Oh, okay.
So,
where are you going?
College.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Probably BYU, Utah, or.
Is it Provo?
Or Utah State, or.
Somewhere in Utah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Florida.
Oh, okay. It's going to be warm.
You never know, like. But, yeah, in Panama, it was. For me, it was easier. Because, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
What you say is kind of important.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And I, let's say I don't express really well in English.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
I've said a lot of not really smart things.
Yeah, you sound smart enough to me.
I struggle with women. I'm
afraid. You have three women right here.
Yeah, but I'm scared of them.
We're terrifying.
Well, honestly, like, just first coming here, like, nobody knows you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, really hard to get into that. But I feel like boys are a lot more confident here, like,
oh, okay.
Like asking you out, actually. Yeah. And then, like, dances and stuff, like, they just ask. Like, they don't mm-hmm. really care
yeah.
about it or, like, they're scared or something. And then I feel like just everyone's, like, been on a date with everyone. Like,
everyone
yeah.
carries cousins with everyone.
That too, yeah.
I think that's a word.
I saw the people's family tree, they're all cousins, that's crazy.
Yeah, my parents are 11 cousins once removed.
But I also feel like boys here are like more like mature and they kind of
that's
know
good.
What to do on dates, like open the door and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's like
take notes, Joelle.
I think it's better here, actually. So.
Well, in my experience, I've seen people.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
bad memories, can see them flashing.
I mean, of course, like, in Panama, there's a lot of people. Like, you can see everything, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like we're more more chill.
More chill.
Yeah.
We know how to manage the situation.
Mm.
Something.
Are people too dramatic here?
You're cold.
Oh,
we're
like,
cold.
Like,
yeah.
Well, you're from Germany, so you're also cold.
Oh.
Like Europeans and Americans, like English speakers
are.
No,
I'm not mean.
No,
not
I'm not
cold.
Mean. Like,
no, you're nice.
Like, no, you're nice. Everyone here is nice. But it's not the same. Spanish-speaking mm-hmm. people, we are more...
Yeah, people are shy here.
We're more, I don't know how to explain, but like, we talk a lot more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, you can say whatever.
Say what?
I want to answer that one question.
Oh, yes. The one about, yeah.
Discrimination.
Like, moving from Germany, like, do you see any, like, discrimination, or have you, like, been through anything? Like
not, like, discrimination, because I feel like you can't really discriminate, like, Germans, because, you know, they've done a lot worse stuff. But, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, people will come up to you here and just, like, start doing, like, the Hitler salute. That's, like, crazy to me, because it's illegal in Germany.
Oh, no. It's illegal?
Yeah, you can go to jail if you do it in the street.
Yeah, you go to jail.
That's crazy.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, but, oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, it was amazing having you guys here and getting to know you.
It was fun.
Thank you.
Yeah,
for,
thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Podcast.